Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In recent days, the State Department of Agriculture has issued a declaration of crisis authorizing the use of Savanto Prime, a crop protectant, to control the sugarcane aphid in sweet sorghum. Danny Townsend, president of the Sweet Sorghum Producers and Processors Association, says this pest is a serious threat in the last few years.
Yes, this is the sugarcane aphid, and this is about the third year that we've had problems with it. This blasted bug decided it didn't like the sugarcane anymore, so it liked the sorghum better. So now it's working its way north. Traditionally, it's on the sugarcane, but it comes here through the wind flow, the jet stream or whatever it comes up through the Mississippi Valley, one route that it takes, or up the Atlantic coast.
Townsend had personal experience last year with the pest, thankful then that the Ag Department had issued a similar declaration. He said if the pest strikes, it's serious.
And it will wipe out the crop completely if you get the infestation bad enough. This bug, it doesn't lay eggs or anything. It has young. It has live. So whenever you get some, I mean, within a week, you can be having infestation that's, you know, out of this world. And it sucks the sap out of the leaves, and then it pulls the juice and the sweetener out of the stalk, and it will completely destroy a crop.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got my GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. Contact your local Kentucky Adult Education Center today to begin building skills for credentials, college, and career. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Kentucky is the nation's leading producer of sweet sorghum, with cash receipts to growers of up to $12 million. There's an estimated 1,500 acres in production. Most growers have just a few acres, but they can add a lot to the bottom line. So Danny Townsend says this exemption for the crop protectant is a big deal.
This is big time. Last year I had to spray. I hadn't had any in the past, but this last year they really came in on us. Of course, we had an exemption for the Savanto, and that stuff, it really works.
Townsend urges sweet sorghum producers to scout their crops often for any sign of sugarcane aphid, and if it shows up, take action without delay.
You know, of course, you want to start using this stuff just as soon as you start getting infested with them. But it really works, and it does a good job, and we really appreciate the Department of Agriculture for their work getting this cleared for us again this year.
Danny Townsend with the Kentucky Sweet Sorghum Producers and Processors Association. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.